You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street. Today is the 27th of June 2019. I'm all set for the day with my cup of coffee. I hope you've had a good start to your day. Let's find out all that took place yesterday on the Lal Street and all that we can expect over the course of today, F&O expiry day as it happens, right here on A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street with Money Control.
I just realized I said right here far too many times just then. Let's find out what happened yesterday. It was a strong rally despite muted global cues in the morning that helped Nifty 50 climb 11,800 levels on a closing basis, while the BSE Sensex rallied by over 150 points yesterday on Wednesday. Benchmark indices managed to put up a strong show ahead of the June expiry today amid reports of some agreement between the US and China on trade issues. Volatility is likely to continue as traders will roll over their positions from June series to July series. The near-term movement in the market is likely to be driven by progress on the monsoon as well as global developments. Speaking of global developments, the G20 summit, to be held between the 28th and 29th of June, will be closely monitored by analysts, according to experts. The initial public offering of IndiaMART Intermesh, which is an online marketplace for business products and services, was subscribed 36.16 times on the final day of bidding yesterday, and the Indian rupee on the 26th of June advanced by 21 paise to close at 69 rupees 15 paise against the American currency, in line with an uptrend in domestic equities. On the institutional front, FPIs were net buyers in the Indian markets for 106 crore rupees, while the DIIs were net sellers to the tune of 51 crore rupees, according to provisional data. On our big news section, what are we going to talk about today? It is almost halfway past the year now. The first 6 months have been a bit of a roller coaster ride for investors, but not so much for the ones who have invested in Nifty 50. The index, of course, climbed Mount 12K to hit a fresh record high of 12,103 earlier in the month of June. The index has rallied by a little over 8% so far in the year 2019 as of the 25th of June, while the S&P BSE Sensex rose a little over 10% in the same period. Almost 20% or 10 stocks in the Nifty 50 are trading near fresh record highs and also qualify under the category of wealth creators in the index. 9 out of 10 stocks, which hit fresh 52-week highs in June, rose 10 to 40% so far in the year 2019, and that includes names like Titan Company, Bajaj Finance, Bajaj Finserv, UPL, Axis Bank, TCS, Bharti Airtel, Wipro, and HDFC Bank, which rose over 10%, while HDFC is trading with gains of a little over 9% as of data collated on the 24th of June. Apart from those stocks that I just spoke about, as many as 18 stocks in the Nifty 50 rose over 10% so far in the year 2019, and that list includes names like SBI, ICICI, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Ultratech Cements, Infosys, Reliance Industries, HCL Technologies, and IOC. So, if you have some of those stocks, well, congratulations. A quick look at the charts. As usual, Nifty has formed a bullish candle for the second consecutive day in a row. The index has also given a 7 days consolidation breakout from its trading range of 11,625 to 11,850. Therefore, the index can move towards 12,000 unless there are any expiry jitters, according to experts. If Nifty slips below 11,757, then the current bullish outlook shall get negated and Nifty may once again move in a 200-point range with downside targets placed around 11,650. So we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,757, 11,871, and 11,900. Maximum call OI put at 12,000 and 11,900. Maximum put OI at 11,700 and 11,800. Some stocks that have been in the news. State-owned Canara Bank on the 26th of June said it has proposed to raise 1,500 crore rupees through bonds to fund business growth. Divan Housing Finance Corporation yesterday said it will shortly divest its full stakes in subsidiary firms DHFL Pramerica Asset Managers and DHFL Pramerica Trustees. Mindtree Chief Executive Officer C. Irusto Ravanan is likely to resign in the coming weeks, what with the infrastructure major L&T becoming a majority shareholder in this mid-sized IT company. Finally, we spoke to Sanctum Wealth Management, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be all buy calls today. Voltas Limited with has a buy call, last trading price of 653 rupees. Stop loss placed at 620 rupees, target 750 rupees, 750, for an upside of 15%. State Bank of India also with a buy call, last trading price of 358 rupees, stop loss at 340 rupees, 340, target of 400 rupees for an upside of 11%. Oberoi Realty has a buy call as well, last trading price of 579 rupees, stop loss placed at 540 rupees, 540, target placed at 640 rupees, 640 for an upside of 10%. So Voltas Limited, State Bank of India and Oberoi Realty all with buy calls. Well, that's it. Here's hoping that some of that information will be put to use by your brain as you're trying to make some decisions over the course of the day. I'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street and several other podcasts. Until then, do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.